There we go. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. This is a slightly amended prayer from a prayer which was called Prayer for Earth Day. I just tinkered with it a little bit to make it more New Age appropriate, let's say. So I'll just find some lovely music to play in the background. Let's just make sure my volume's at the right point. There we go. Let's start at the beginning, shall we? Okay, so if you'd like to close your eyes, please, we'll get underway. Divine, you made all humanity in your image and made us all guardians of your creation. We humbly ask you today to send forth your spirit and renew your creation in us and on the face of the earth. We have not merited our creation or our redemption, but you, Divine, continue to shower us with blessings, both natural and supernatural, so that your glory is made manifest. And we can turn to you in thanksgiving and adoration. Let us therefore be grateful for all that you have given, and recognizing our dependence on the sustenance of your spirit, let us never tire protecting what is yours. For the greater good of all, and in accordance with your plan, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. And if you'd like to keep your eyes closed, we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. This evening, we're going to practice a love and light meditation as both a healing and a blessing for ourselves and the earth. This can be used in conjunction with any healing modality we practice. It might be something that we do at the end of the session to seal and magnify that which has already been done. But we can also use this after we've said our prayers or after we've sent out our absent healing once again to magnify the effect. As we go into this exercise, then I want you to hold the intent as to what you want to use the blessing for, where you want to send it, to whom you would like to pass it on to. And of course, you can take some of that for yourself. And of course, we're going to take some of that too, for the earth as well. The blessing is a healing, it's a blast of good fortune, it's a protection, it's whatever needed by the person or the place at the moment in time. So just keep your eyes closed and we'll begin. Take a few moments then to make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. Just make sure you're carrying no tension or stress in your shoulders or neck, in your hands or feet. Have a good wiggle around so that you are as comfortable as you can be in your chair. Take a few slightly deeper, slower breaths in and out. And if your eyes aren't already closed, then please close them now. I want you to bring your attention to your heart center. Breathe and take a moment to connect to the chakra, seeing it first as green, the color of a summer forest. Breathe in, breathe out. Hold your intent and focus here. Let the prana carried in your breath flood towards the heart and strengthen it, encouraging it to open, to dilate, to engorge out into the ether around you. As you continue to breathe, let the green heart chakra begin to elevate, to raise in vibration, so that it transforms itself into the higher heart center, pale pink in color, as pink as a rose. Breathe in, breathe out, hold your attention here. And let your intent steer the prana in the air that you breathe towards the higher heart, strengthening it, empowering it, encouraging it to open, to dilate, to expand out into the darkness of the ether around you. And finally, as you continue to breathe in and out, focus on the white core of the higher heart center, the core that is the divine spark hidden deep inside the sacred chamber of the higher heart, the divine spark that is the I Am presence present within your body, that part of you which has always been, the eternal and infinite part of yourself that was once, the divine source, a spark, a piece of the divine, given life and self-awareness. We're going to use Aramaic chants, and the first of those that we're going to speak is a word which means the love that brought the universe together. It represents our love, the divine love that was the intention of our creation, and it's Hu Ba. I want you to say that with me now. Hu Ba. Hu Ba. Hu Ba. And now we're going to speak the Aramaic word which means light, representing the light that emanates from the divine, that emanates from the divine spark, that Ein Sof Or, the radiance of our divinity, the Aramaic chant being Nu Ra. I want you to say that word with me. Nu Ra. Nu Ra. And now finally, we're going to use the Aramaic word for the I Am, the eternal and infinite part of us that is the divine, the core and nucleus of our soul, the divine spark itself. Inna Na. Say that word with me. Inna Na. Inna Na. Breathe, hold the focus on the heart and the light that begins now to emerge from it. Pale rose pink combined with the blinding white light that expands from its core and center. And we're going to put those Aramaic words together. We're going to chant the Aramaic phrase that means the love that brought the universe together, light, I am. Hu Ba Nu Ra. Inanna. Say those words with me. Hu Ba Nu Ra. Inanna. 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 Hu Ba Nu Ra Inanna. Keep chanting. Keep chanting and radiating the light, the love and the light, the love and the light. Let it expand and fill your aura with its brilliant pale pink white energy. Let it expand and fill your room, your home, with its light. It is like a flood of energy released from the heart, an unending torrent of power that gushes forth and flows from your core and center. Let it shine out into your street, into your town, into your city and county. Let it shine out into the world around you. Huba Nura Inanna. Huba Nura Inanna. Huba Nura Inanna. Love and light. Love and light. The love that brought the universe together, light I am. The love that brought the universe together, light I am. The love that brought the universe together, light I am. Guide it if you so desire, steer it with your intent. Focus on those people and places that are in true need of its power at this moment in time. Let the love and the light flow to them. And in a small while, my voice will return to guide you back. Huba Nura Inanna. 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 Now release the chant and take a few deeper breaths and slowly and gently allow the heart chakra to begin to return to its normal size, shape, and glow, resetting to its default setting, balanced in accordance with the rest of your energy system at this moment in time. Take a few moments to center yourself by breathing a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus chakras. To ground yourself by breathing some energy down from the base chakra, down through the legs and feet like roots extending out From the soles of the feet, deepen wide into the earth like the roots of a tree. Feel the chair beneath you and the ground beneath your feet. Hear the sound of my voice. Take a few moments to protect yourself in your usual way. And when you're ready, slowly and gently in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, just to say that the Aramaic chants that I used were taken from a book written by a man called Neil Douglas Klotz. That's second name, Douglas-Klotz, Neil Douglas Klotz. And it's called Blessings of the Cosmos. But he's written several other books as well. What's particularly fascinating about his books is that he has looked at the way he's looked at the Aramaic Bible, and he's translated the Aramaic in the Aramaic Bible and then compared that to the standard English translation in the King James Bible. And then he's taken those Aramaic passages and he's reduced them to what he calls seed prayers, which is what we were using, which are the key Aramaic phrases that were used within the passages. It's really interesting because the translation of the Aramaic Bible doesn't really bear any relation to how it's been translated into English, and it's much more cosmic really, and much more in sympathy with a spiritual perspective rather than a standard patriarchal religious perspective. So if that worked for you, that those chants, and you want to find out more, Neil Douglas Klotz is the man to be Googling and finding his books. Let's have a little channeling then from the angels before we move on to the message part of this evening. So I'm just going to close my eyes, take a few deep breaths, and we'll see what spirit have got to say. There is something in the psyche of the collective consciousness of man that causes those who see this time of year to be the ending of a year, to begin to feel exhausted, harangued, stressed, tired, and frayed, even when they are not. It is infectious, this wave of tiredness, genuine in some cases, psychological in others, infectious because of mankind's connection to the collective consciousness, a predisposition to an expectation that occurs each year as humanity races towards the finish line of the calendar in hopes that the new year will bring better things. Irrespective of whether or not the manifestation is psychological or genuine, it is real for each and every person who experiences it. And on top of this is the exhaustion carried over from the last 2.5, 3 years of the vast trauma that has been experienced and journeyed through as a globe, that was the pandemic, that is the war in Ukraine, that is the cost of living crisis which is gripping your world. It is important now that you are kind to yourselves and that you are kind to each other. It is important that you make exceptions for your irritability, for your exhaustion, for your inability to get everything done as perfectly as you might want it to be, as on time as you might have hoped. It is important to give yourself a little slack, to take it easy, to rest, to make exceptions for what has been an exceptional time. During this time of the year too, the angels are closer to your sphere than at any other point in the year because mankind focuses on the angelic realm. With each Christmas card they send or carol that they sing, with each department store window that they pass that bears an angel in it, the unconscious thoughts of man focus on the angelic and pull them closer to the physical sphere. And so now, more than ever before, we are capable of helping you. But you must give us the dispensation to do so. For we cannot aid you uninvited. We cannot circumvent your free will in such a way. We can only help when we are petitioned and asked. Ask us then now. Pray to us as you cuddle down into your sheets at night, as you light your candles in the morning to meditate. Pray to us when you see a need for yourself, for another, for your world. Pray to us, and we will aid you as best we can. We angels were created and designed by the divine as extensions of its heart, mind, and spirit. We are here to aid you. That is part of our function and reason for being. Reach out to us then. Let us play our part. Let us help you through this time, through this particular storm. Let us gift you with exactly what it is that you might require. We are an expression of the divine's love for you. It is our desire only to love and to do whatever it takes for you to feel the love of the divine. Open your heart to us. Welcome us in. Let us assist you. And finally, and in conclusion, we would say, the blessing of love and light is a powerful one, much needed on your planet at this moment in time. It would be easy to think that it was nothing more than words or good intentions, and that these things really have no power over bombs and poverty and starvation. But they do. Thoughts are powerful. Intentions are powerful. Words are powerful. You may not never see it, realize it, have any physical evidence of it, but we would encourage you to believe it so, to trust that you contribute to the light of the world through these small actions given, and that that is valued greatly by we angels and the divine. So if you can spare the thought for others at this time, in any way that you might, then do so, and know that the contribution that you make is valid. In love then and in light, take our words and use them wisely and well. May they bless you on your way. Right, folks, I'm going to stop the recording there. I have